As we mentioning just earlier, the Sheffield Shield final starts tomorrow. New South Wales and Queensland there in Brisbane. Joining us now is New South Wales quick, Sean Abbott. How are you, Sean?
Good, thanks, guys. How are we doing?
Very well. Great to have you on the show. It's been a long summer, to say the least. How are you and you boys feeling mentally and physically at this point?
Yeah, it has been a long summer, but you know, I think we're at our last game now. After Sunday, after the one-day final, we sort of felt like we wanted to celebrate, but knew we had, you know, another big week left. And I could definitely tell the last couple of training sessions that, guys, it was a big effort for everyone to come in and, you know, still put in the effort to get better at training, which we did. But, you know, you can certainly see that there's been signs of, you know, it's been an incredibly long season for everyone. And, you know, it's good to be where we are this week playing for a final. So we can't wait. We're chomping at the bit.
Yeah, Sean, great win, mate, in the domestic, the one-day comp. The boys played some wonderful cricket, and now into the Shield final, you must be full of confidence going to Queensland. And we actually just got a photo sent in from one of our listeners, sent a message, and the ground looks unbelievable. What are you expecting in and around that pitch?
We had training late yesterday afternoon, and the ground's in immaculate, Nick.
Yeah.
As it is, most times you're up here, you know, they have this huge workload, these guys, during the season, having teams up here for pre-season and whatnot. But got a little glimpse at the wicket. I think it's going to be, you know, a pretty good batting wicket. It's going to have some pace in it. I think there's a little bit of grass on it, but I think it's going to be a pretty pacey pitch, pretty good for batting. But we'll see. Still a day out yet.
I'll tell you what, you look like you've found a really good player in Jack Edwards. I mean, he was terrific in that one-day game the other day where he scored a 100. He comes into this game with plenty of confidence. Tell us a bit about him and what makes him so good in your eyes, do you think?
I think, you know, Jackie obviously got his chance a couple of years ago when he debuted for the Blues, but I think, you know, since then he's done a lot of exploring into his own game and sort of had showed glimpses of what he's capable of. You know, he'd scored 100 in a one-day match a few years ago and in a Shield game against Tassie at the SCG. But I think for him, he was just sort of finding that blueprint of how to go about his innings and his batting. And I think he found that on the weekend. And I think he can use that this week. He's got a really good cricket brain on him for a guy that's not even 21 years old yet. So, you know, hopefully he can continue that form this week. And then, you know, take some of that into next year as well. But I was really happy for him on Sunday because I know how hard he's been working on his game.
What about for you personally, buddy? Another unbelievable year. You've had a bit of a crack now in the shorter form with the Aussies, but also in and around that test group. What more do you need to do, in your opinion, to fight your way into that Australian test team?
Yeah, it's been a nice year to, you know, personally, but also, you know, to find ourselves in a second final for the Blues, Michael. But I think, you know, given how talented that bowling lineup is for the Australian team and the guys that have been in and around on the fringes and sort of are fighting for those spots as well, you know, it's probably something that you can't really think about too much, just given how good that those guys are and have been for our country for a number of years now. So just trying to focus on the next game, really. I know it can sound a bit boring, but, you know, just trying to focus on the next game and the next ball and just keep trying to take wickets and score runs and then hopefully let those sorts of things look after themselves.
What's your ideal role, buddy, in Test cricket? Would you like to be batting in the top seven? Do you see yourself as the third quick? What's that role where you feel you can, you know, you can hit that niche area for the Australian team?
I've really enjoyed being involved in the game a lot more and batting seven, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't want that to take away from my core skill, which is bowling and taking wickets. But I think probably it would be, you know, at the minute it would probably be the third bowling position and you know, hopefully batting as high as I could, given, you know, whatever the balance of the side that is at the time. But I'm still probably quite a fluid thing for me at the minute. Hopefully I can keep scoring runs and it not being, you know, detrimental to my bowling and bowling less overs because, you know, I'm being involved in the game a bit more. So Yeah. Work in progress as usual, mate.
You'll have to bowl well because Queensland have got a very, very good batting lineup. You've got Khawaja there, Burns, you've got Labuschagne, Matty Renshaw, who's played for Australia. The interesting one for me, though, Sean, is when they, you know, today they're talking about when Nathan Lyon comes on, they're going to attack him, they're going to go after him. And I suppose they do that with all spinners, but, you know, when that happens and you know that's going to happen, how do you plan for that? Do you make sort of a tactical call straight away, or do you just sort of see what and how it unfolds before you start to sort of go with your planning? I know you do planning before the game, but yeah, when they're talking it up about they're going to attack him, do you set attacking feel straight away?
No, I think, you know, I think we'll see when we go out there tomorrow, when we get the chance to bowl, just who's going to back their words up. And then we'll go from there. But I think, especially Nathan, you know, he's just knocked out 100 test matches for Australia, and he's pretty good at doing what he's doing. So I think if they want to take risk to him as much as possible, then, you know, I don't think that's anything usual than what people would do to Nathan, try and put him under a bit of pressure. But he keeps showing time and time again just how good he is, and you know, more often than not, he comes out on top. So you know, they can sort of come with whatever plan they want to Nathan, and I'm sure he's going to, you know, take in his stride and bowl well and do his thing. And, you know, I think that'll probably work into our favour, to be honest.
Congratulations as well, buddy, on the engagement. About time.
About time.
About time.
It has been a while coming, but yeah, it was an unbelievable afternoon. I almost mucked it up a few times, but
look great, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy for you. Well done.
Do you give him advice?
Oh, don't listen. Yeah, my advice to Sabre is this: take none of my romance advice. That's for sure. When it comes to relationships, ignore me.
Congrats all around, Sean, and good luck. Beat Queensland.
Yeah, go
come
well,
on,
buddy.
Smash them.
Give it to those Queenslanders.
On you, Sean.
Thanks, Jed. Thanks for having me.